Ce bună băieți amigă doși, mei dovei o mei nu, de sere călăcă nu de soi rosă ho. Ce bună băieți amigă doși, mei dovei o mei nu, iră soi miră bună poră soi. Bună băieți amigă doși, din ei robei o mei nu, iră soi nu miră bună poră soi.
Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 269. If you've been listening to the last few programs, you know I've been in Israel. I was there for about 2.5 weeks, and it was really just another outstanding trip. Many of you are aware that I'm very much involved with AFSI, Americans for a Safe Israel, and twice a year we go on Chizuk trips. Chizuk means strength, and essentially the goal is to give strength to so many people in Israel who we admire. We go to places that are not the usual place, and we meet people who are not the usual people that you meet on your major tours, if you will. If I could, we just returned this morning. This is Sunday afternoon, the 9th, and we left a few days earlier for the trip. I always like to get my Jerusalem fix. Of course, spent 3 or 4 days there, and went to the Great Synagogue to hear the great Chaim Adler and the outstanding choir there. And actually, I spent the next Shabbos at the Hesder Yeshiva in Sderot with Rabbi Fendel, and we're very close with Alon Davidi, who is the new mayor there. We've been friends with him for a dozen years, and it was great to see how he has progressed. And just to give you some idea of the people and the places, we were at Kfar Tapuach, and Ariel. We met the mayor of Ariel. We met with our dear friend Daniela Weiss, who was the mayor of Kidumim, Rafaela Sigal. Of course, we're very close with Nadia Matar and Yehudi Katzover of Women in Green, and they have taken over a section of a park, a national park, Oz VeGaon, and they are building a memorial there to the three who were murdered, and it's going to be an area for concerts and the like, and it was a magnificent thing to see that. Of course, we see our friends Nita Tucker and Rachel Saperstein and her wonderful husband, and there's this Ayelet Cohen. One day I'll tell you all about these different stories. Ifa Sigal, who started Tashpit, incredible story about this young woman who saw the need for a news agency. Just an outlet for news, but a news agency. And she told the stories of how brilliant the Palestinians are, the Arabs, if you will, in their PR, in reaching all the major newspapers. We were in Hebron. We saw Eifat. She was a guide for us for about 18 years ago, and Now she's got so many wonderful children, and she's a real heroine. We're in Itamar, Har Bracha, Shiloh, Netzer Hazani. We spent time with R.A. King and Dan Luria, Chaim Silberstein and Jeff Dalby. These are all wonderful, wonderful people. And when you meet them, you certainly get a different slant on what's going on in Israel. Perhaps a controversial thing that we did, and someday we can explore this even further, but the whole group went up to the Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, last Monday, and we were there at 7:30. 6 months ago, it took us 2 hours. We had to wait. They only let 10 at a time. They took our passports and so forth. This time it was interesting. At 7:30 we were there, and at 7:35 we were at the top. We had three Israeli border guards or policemen following us, and one Arab to make sure that we didn't pray. And certainly it is controversial, but one of the things that's for sure, we know that Abu Mazen, who runs the PA, has stated over and over again that Palestine will be Judenrein. No Jew will be allowed to live in Palestine. And not that anyone might want to, but the world doesn't say a word about that. And if the Arabs had their way, the Jews would have zero access to the Har HaBayit, making it Judenrein also. I'm not proposing prayer and confrontation, but I am proposing that if we let the Arabs control our destiny there, it's only the next step for them to control the destiny of Jerusalem and then all of Israel. It is a symbol, perhaps. Look, there's room for disagreement on this, but this is just something that we undertook. Anyway, it was just thrilling and exciting. It's a vibrant country. The spirits are great. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not traveling there. The tourist business is down a little bit, but the country is going to see this through, and we have great, great hopes for the future. It ain't easy. It's not easy to be a Jew. Schwer zu sein a Yid, but so be it. Anyway, that's just a quick overview of where I was for the last, 17, 18 days. I will be next playing an interview with my dear friend Yanky Lemmer, and talking about his new album. So let me get right to this interview, to his music, and to other Chazanis. I'm very pleased to have with me cantor Yanky Lemmer. We're going to be discussing his new album, but before we get to that, shalom, Yanky.
Shalom, Charlie, perpetuator of Jewish soul. How are you?
Okay. I'm so excited about this new album, but I know we have some new listeners, so perhaps you'll just give us a little background about how you got involved with Chazanis.
Well, currently I'm planning at Lincoln Square Synagogue, and honestly, growing up, I would never dream of becoming a Chazan. It's just, naturally, it sort of seeped in through my father's love for Chazanis. Basically, every Sunday, we sit around the radio listening to 89.5 FM to your show that ran for so many years, the 2 hours of Jewish Soul. And in the last 10 years, I took it up a little bit more seriously, 10, 15 years, and rest is history.
Where were you before you got the gig at Lincoln Square?
So before that, I was at the Havas Torah in Englewood, and prior to that, I was in New Rochelle for a bit, and my very position was in Fort Lee, Jersey.
Oh, really? I was not aware of that.
Yep, that was first high holiday position.
I see. Now, I see that you have been performing all over the world lately.
Yep. Thank God. I was Israel, Poland, Belgium, Europe is... European dudes still have a very strong appreciation for, you know, the old culture, the old Jewish musical culture, and the klezmer is more alive there, and naturally Chazanut thrives there. But it's most alive in Israel, and that's where, like, performance comes.
I am so pleased about your position at Lincoln Square, and perhaps a comment about Sherwood Goffin, who will be nearing his 50 years at the shul.
Oh, yeah. It is such an honor and such a pleasure to work alongside with him. We sing duets all the time, and I cannot even express how grateful I am for getting to know and work together with such a wonderful human being and great honor.
Well, I am so pleased to see you there, and Helen and I actually recently joined Lincoln Square because they stepped up to the plate, if you will, because I think it was a rather bold decision. You have the Hasidish appearance, and some people thought that that would be difficult for you to make headway there, but... I know that people are so pleased with you, and I quell every time I see you there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is actually an expression of, in a sense, it's an expression of Lincoln Square's diversity and openness. Really is a truly, truly beautiful, beautiful community. And I'm blessed to be part of that.
What do you see for your future in terms of Chazanus?
Well, constantly working on new things, and this latest album was something that was definitely one milestone. I wanted to release an album that had a little bit more color to it, as opposed to my previous album, which had strictly Chazonis, classical Chazonis. This one has a lot more Yiddish and some lighter tunes, some more contemporary tunes, including a Kalbach piece, some Zemiros, etc. Some more singable, relatable material. So this is one thing. In the future, I'm actually started to work with Frank London and his band, which he's a klezmer and jazz guru, and we're working together on some very interesting material.
Well, he certainly is a leader in the klezmer area, and I guess new music. I'm looking forward to hearing that music.
Yep, we did a couple of big shows already. We did one in Kennedy Center. It's basically a fusion of klezmer and chazonis, a fusion of jazz and chazonis, or klezmer and chazonis. We did two shows in Poland, we did a show in Kennedy Center, we did the show in Boston. And next month we're recording, actually.
Really? But are there any recordings available of these past performances?
Yes, there's some on Kennedy Center website. I can send you some via email as well.
Uh-huh. Are they on YouTube yet?
Yeah, if you search Jakob Lemmer, Frank London, you're about to find something.
Wow, that's fantastic. I have always admired your wife, who is the woman behind the man. I mean, she really has taken such a joy and such a strong position in supporting you. I think it's a wonderful thing to see.
Oh, yeah. It's just unbelievable. It is not easy keeping up with all the travels, and the schedule is not because that is not your regular 9-to-5 job.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm very, very blessed and so thankful to her.
And, you know, I've seen so many of your concerts, and I've always admired the versatility that you have. You're so outstanding with traditional kazonists, but I've even seen you singing some opera here and there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the schooling where you go for voice lessons. The teachers always want you to study opera because it's so good for the voice. All the vowels are open vowels. I mean, they are pure vowels. There are no mixed vowels. And the basically the language, Italian, lends itself very well to singing. And the arias written by very prominent composers were written for the voice. And a good teacher will know which arias to choose that fit the voice of the person they're training. And when I was practicing and studying with these teachers, I took a liking to it. How could you not love opera?
For sure. For sure. As I mentioned to you this morning, I just got back from Israel this morning, and I was in Mea Shearim, and I walk into this store. It was a
Green Tech.
And I said, "Listen, I'm looking for Chazanis. You got anything that's hot, that's new?" And he says, "Right here, Yankee Lemmer." And I was so pleased to see, that they're, they know you there. Of course they know you there.
Baruch Hashem, yep.
Now, just about the album, your son is does a bit on there?
Yep, he's on track 3, which hopefully you'll be playing soon.
Uh-huh.
It's a song which so many people have commented on after its release. Like, they told me, "Oh, we sing it now every week at the Shabbos table." It's a song that's very easy for a family to pick up and sing by the Shabbos table. It goes in question and answer format, which is basically what the text is talking about. It's a Yiddish folk song written by Yeshua Leib Sobel, so the arranger and conductor of the symphony that plays behind that plays the music on this album is Mordechai Sobel, and uh-huh. His grandfather was a Yeshua Leib Sobel.
Oh, really?
And he taught this song. I'm not sure, you know, if it's not influenced by older Yiddish folk songs. It's definitely very, very old. And the song is in question and answer format in Yiddish and Hebrew. The questions are in Yiddish, and the answers are in Hebrew. So I thought it would be very nice to have my son, who has a beautiful voice, and I hope you agree.
Yes, for sure. And not only that, I love it when they walk into both your son and your daughter walk into the shul and up to the bima, where you're sitting, and it's like they own the place, and they do own the place.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I tried to have something unique in each selection on this album. For example, there are two other pieces where a different child solo is featured. And on one selection, Simon Cohen sings a duet with me. Another selection has some English text in it. Almost every selection has something special about it.
Well, I think it's an outstanding album, and one of the things that I promote as we're coming up to Hanukkah, I'll be mentioning this several times as we get there, is that there's no better present that someone can give, whether it's to a child or to an adult, particularly those who have not really discovered the beauty of Chazanis, is to give CDs. And this is certainly a CD that is certainly worth giving, and certainly worth inspiring someone who is not familiar with Chazanis to perhaps go a little further with it. The title is it is Shabbos. Yi Shabbat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it is available in all the stores?
As well as on iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby, anywhere online where you can buy music.
Okay, how about just a brief comment about Kehilas HaKodesh?
Okay, that is a piece written by Shmuel Malofsky, terrific, terrific, one of my favorites. It is a memorial prayer for the Jewish martyrs of every generation. It is from Shabbat, right before Musaf, we say it, the liturgy of Shabbat before Musaf. And basically it talks about not just the it's not just martyrology, it's also about how the Jewish communities throughout the generation, I'll read some of the text, some of the translation. He remembers the loving, the upright, the blameless holy communities who gave their lives in the sanctification of the divine name. They're swifter than eagles and stronger than lions in doing the will of their master and the desire of Hashem. So, there is the opening, is an Abish motif. Later on, Dr. Mordechai Sobel puts in motifs of Kol Nidre, which is a motif that is so, so, so strongly connected with Jewish communities. I found it extremely powerful, and there's a voice of a pure voice of a young little boy singing the refrain. And it's just a very powerful prayer, and I felt I had to include this in the album.
Okay. I want to just point out to my listeners, some who have heard bits of this album being played by Nachum, as to why I have not played this sooner. I wanted to make sure that it was a debut with an interview. I could have just played a selection here or there, but and I've just been jammed, and as you know, I've been away for two or three weeks in Israel, and this was my highest priority to get this on the air now, and I'm sure that people are going to buy this for Hanukkah gifts. It certainly makes a lot of sense. There's so much Narishkeit, not as meaningful kinds of presents, but this would certainly be a very meaningful present. I want to thank you. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, I see it's your highest priority.
You
have jet lag and you're calling me.
I had a little problem, as you know, with recording this, but I'm so glad that we worked it out. And I look forward to seeing you soon and hearing more of your outstanding chazanis. I'll see you at Lincoln Square, and looking forward to all the other events. You know, I'm a groupie, and like to follow you around.
All right, terrific. Thanks so much, Charlie. Shalom.
Okay, and all the best with your recording and with your career.
Amazing. Thank you. Welcome.
Well, yes, I do have a little bit of jet lag, but I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to delay this and carry it on another week or so. So let's get right to that wonderful, we're playing two selections of the new album with Yanky Lemmer, and the first one is Yismach Moshe.
Yismach Moshe v'matnas, Yismach Moshe v'matnas, Yismach Moshe v'matnas, v'matnas chvav v'rkoy. Yismach Moshe v'matnas, Yismach Moshe b'matnas,
Yismach Moshe
Was Mendy Lemmer, accompanying his father, Yankee Lemmer, from the new album. Mendy was probably 6 or 7 years old. Wonderful little boy. Let's hear the next selection, which is Kehilas HaKodesh. And the child soloist here is Thrilly Berger. Okay, and this is from the new album, the Yankee Lemmer album.
Thank you. shoychen meroymim berachamov atzumim uifkoit berachamim. Koyd berachamim v'chasidim v'hayishurim. Uy v'yot mimim k'yilois ha-koydesh sh'mosru nafshom Keilois HaKodesh Shemosru Nafishom Shemosru Nafishom Uyor Uyor Kedushom Bechayeyem uvemoisom eloboy nifrodu Bechayeyem uvemoisom eloboy nifrodu Oh, bechayeyem uvemoisom Uvemoisom Shorim kalu me'aruyus koveiru Laso yisritzo in koinom v'cheifetz tzurom Mini shorim kalu me'aruyus koveiru Laso yisritzo in koinom Lasso is rizzo in coino Let's im Giore Zadike Joella, im Giore Zadike Joella, Jis Grein, Lito Boivu, im Giore Zadike.
Is that beautiful? What a wonderful album. And again, I encourage you to consider purchasing this as a gift. I'll be recommending a couple others as we get closer to the holidays, but this certainly should be number one on your list. Yankee Lemmer. Okay, Julian, I know that you'll enjoy these. Well, I'm sure you've enjoyed the two selections, and Paul and some of the others saw. It's good to be back, and you'll forgive me if I'm drifting a little, but I'll stay on track. Let's get Julian. Guess who? You can tell because you look at the index. But this is in honor of all of you wonderful lovers of Chazanis who enjoy Arla Diamond. So let's hear Arla first with Boruch Kavoid.
pene verachami.
I like him. Yes, there's something about his voice. What can I tell you? He's not a Rosenblatt or Hirschman, but he has something that touches me. And you know, that's how I select the selections. Somebody once asked, "How do you go about choosing what to play?" Well, all throughout the week, throughout my life, I'm constantly listening and listening and listening to the records and the CDs and so forth. And frankly, the vast majority, certainly with tapes and old 33s, 33 to thirds, I would say about two-thirds of what I, two-thirds of what I listen to, or 80%, I just listen to once and never listen to again. That's just the way it is. It touches me or not. And Arla touches my soul. I hope he's touching your soul also. Let's hear Arla Diamond with Shema Yisrael.
Thank you.
Diamond, spectacular. Let's hear one more selection of Arla Diamond's. This will be Shema Kolenu, Arla. Coming right up.
Yeah.
Okay, Arla Diamond with Shema Kolenu. And this is Charlie Burnett, hoping that you enjoyed this 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm going to take a few days to get back to the new time zone and everything like that, but I'll be okay. I hope you enjoyed the program. And remember that if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. Your comments and suggestions are always appreciated. And it's also good to know that you're out there listening. I know I'm not just talking to myself, because so many of you have written to me and expressed some of your thoughts. But they're always welcome, positive or negative. It's good to hear from you and get feedback. Once again, it's cbjmusic@aol.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Thank you so much for joining with me, and shalom.